I think the last voice I want to share in the Mega Ever series is the voice of the bullet. And what I've learned in previous series is how useful and at least interesting the point of view can be if it comes from an inanimate object. And there were a few ironies about the actual bullet in the Mega Ever stories that made it worth trying to recreate in the form of the poem. So this is a poem that just simply tries to do that.